you found yoga, but there's always, you always felt something was just outside your grasp, just kind of missing something. You felt like you had a fragment of something, and you knew there was something more, something deeper, something richer, right? And that can be a very frustrating stage from personal experience, because you feel like you're so close, but so far away sometimes, yeah? So what we try to do is we try to help you understand the entirety of yoga tradition, the entirety of what's available to you, so you may adapt these things into your life if you find them beneficial. So we'll introduce you through the next few days through devotional techniques, self-inquiry-based techniques, self-discipline-based techniques, and give you a wide variety of practices you can adopt into your life to help meet you wherever you may be in your path. Now, all that we share need not be applicable to you, right? So we don't need to, like, we'll share everything, but you need not adopt it. Take what resonates and discard everything else. As a teacher, though, it's helpful to have perspective so that you can meet all these different people. Hundreds, if not thousands, of yoga students will come to you, and they're all going to come with their own unique stories, with their own history, with their own obstacles, with their own successes and triumphs, with their hearts in different stages of openness, wherever they may be on the journey. And it's important for you as a teacher to really have perspective on the human condition. Yeah, on the human condition and how yoga addresses the fundamental, for lack of a better word, dilemma of human existence, the endless pursuit of happiness. And yet somehow that the evasion of happiness, how so much of the time all our energy is caught in the cycle of doing and acting in the world, trying to achieve and gain happiness from the outside in. You know, this is the fundamental human dilemma. And so long as we're chasing for our happiness on the outside, happiness will come in the form of pleasure, and it will last for some time, maybe some day or 2 days or a few minutes sometimes, or even long stretches of time. But eventually, because life is like a roller coaster ride, pleasure eventually transforms into pain. And then pain will exist for some temporary amount of time, some state of dissatisfaction will be there. And again, it will pass away, and then pleasure will take its place. Sometimes we're just neutral. There's not a lot of ups and downs going. But so long as we define our happiness based on the cyclical pattern of chasing after pleasure, defining our idea of happiness around pleasure, so long will the natural happiness that is beyond pleasure and pain be constantly evading us. The true happiness that all living beings seek isn't on the outside and is not actually something you can gain or achieve. We've been conditioned to think it is. We've been conditioned to think, if I do this, and then I do this, and I do all the right things, then one day, sometime in the future, I will get happy, I will be happy, I will become something more than I am now, and that will be more fulfilling and more enjoyable and more blissful. Yeah. But it doesn't really work like that. The beauty of yoga philosophy is, like we said yesterday, it tells you from the very get-go that there's nothing wrong. That you're beautiful, that you're perfect, that your essential nature is full of bliss and happiness and joy and patience and kindness and compassion and love, and the deepest unconditional kind of love, not the love and hate love, not the love that's focused on attachment to another, but the true love that has no conditions. You actually are that. And you don't need to develop that skill. You don't need to become a better human being. You already are that better human being. You just need to recognize that about yourself and really accept yourself as you truly are. And the beauty of yoga is it shows us a path, many paths, what appears initially as many paths to find this one truth of your own existence. As you get a little bit more deeper on that path, you see that all these different ways, all these techniques, all these methods, all these seemingly contradictory teachings are actually just one path. And that's just a path back home, the path of the heart. Just resting your awareness back into the sacred space of your own heart. Merely coming back into contact with the pure, raw experience of life as it is. Whether it's pleasurable or painful in any given moment, that's not really in our hands. How we respond to the different changes, the different transformations that happen in our life, that is within, to some degree, our ability to influence. Yeah. So yoga gives us many techniques of ending the cycle of sorrow, ending the cycle of suffering. Yeah, because on the very, very, very basic human level, all living beings, no exception, are seeking happiness and seeking to avoid suffering. So in any given room, you ask people, you know, who wants to suffer? You know, who wants to be miserable and unhappy? You're not going to get any hands if somebody's really, truly honest. Right? Every living being seeks happiness. And to help humanity find that happiness that they seek, yoga has come into existence. And yoga treats this fundamental dilemma of the search for happiness, yet somehow it's continual evasion. You know, we're seeking happiness, but all we find is pleasure and pain. You know, a never-ending cycle of pleasure and pain. And there's many different ways we can experience life outside of that cycle, outside of that vision of what Buddha calls samsara, or cyclical existence, constantly being fascinated with the world of change, the world of the external world of the senses, and constantly seeking enjoyment and pleasure only through the senses. Yoga has a lot of different means and technologies, inner technologies, whereby we can draw our awareness away from the sensory world to come back into a place of inner reflection, in a place of inner stillness, and simply allow ourselves to be, and to begin to really witness what is here, and what is really here. And when you allow yourself to just simply learn to rest in your natural condition, just free of concepts, free of ideas about how life should be, or how you'd like life to be, you simply just allow it to be as it is, and you see what that's like. And it's not necessarily always easy. Right? Doesn't mean that the external things of the world will stop changing. Doesn't mean the pleasures and pain will go away. But you'll develop a lot of mental strength, a lot of equanimity, or balance, a vision, whereby you no longer get so affected by what people say, or how you think about others, and the criticism, and the judgment, and the fear, the anxiety, the tension, the stress, the jealousy, the lust. You know, the pride, the arrogance, all these things leave you. They're unessential, 100% unessential. They're completely unnatural state of experiencing life. And most of us are so tormented by negative thoughts and negative emotions, and that is the bondage. That is the sorrow and suffering. We have a certain kind of suffering that is associated with the physical body, and that is unavoidable. We all are born, we all grow old, we all get sick, and we all one day will die. This is inevitable. But the suffering of the mental, emotional, psychological nature, that you can develop tools and techniques and skills whereby you can relate to the things that are happening in your life with greater balance and greater equipoise. And in yoga philosophy, we have so many beautiful teachings, so many ways out of this cycle of sorrow. And based on each individual's temperaments, because we're not all made equal, right? We each have our patterns of like and dislike. Some people tend to be more selfless. Some people tend to be more devotional. Some people have a lot of concentration power. Some people love self-discipline. Some people are very contemplative individuals, very inquisitive individuals. And based on their nature, yoga developed this fourfold methodology of treating the human condition and giving a means to inner liberation, liberation from sorrow, liberation from negative thoughts and negative emotions, to help meet you where you are based on your own mental, emotional temperament.